This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Drake May for the game. Patting the ball. May scanning.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. We got the clip du jour and grab bag on the way. If you missed any of Kiefer Madness, check it out on the Odyssey app. It's a good one to go catch up on. A reminder.
A lot in there.
There are a lot of voluntary and involuntary confessions there. Uh-huh. So you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio app. And tune in apps. That was a Drake May highlight. Probably a signature moment from his rookie year. The touchdown at the end of regulation in Tennessee to send it to overtime, where he threw a pick and lost the game against a bad Tennessee Titans team that wound up with the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. So we've talked quite a bit about the Patriots and what they could be this year and how many wins and are they a playoff team, and the ESPN playoff percentages we discussed yesterday. 32% shot at making the playoffs, which I actually think is a decent number, but also they're 12th in the AFC in the pecking order. And we're like, well, how do the Patriots get into the postseason? You need a stronger year, it goes without saying, out of Drake May. I don't know if you need a full-blown breakout and what would a breakout look like out of Drake May. But I think one thing, the more we learn this offseason, you read up on all these various lists that are coming out. We referenced the CBS under 25 list, top 25 players under 25, where May doesn't make the list, and he wasn't even a consideration, it turns out, for the list. Jeremy Fowler is going through all the different positional groups. I doubt May's going to be on that. As a top 10 quarterback in the league, he's not going to be there. You know, we were going through the DraftKings odds earlier, and I think we're a lot more bullish, and it makes sense, on Drake May here in New England than they are elsewhere in the league. That doesn't make us wrong. Maybe we'll be right at the end of the day. But it is sobering to look at some of these projections and some of these lists and just understand how other people outside New England view Drake May. They're not anywhere near as bullish, at least this year. Maybe longer term they are, but yeah. For this year, which is what we're talking about, turning it around and making a playoff run, I think we're kind of on an island with that.
Yeah, we kind of are, and I don't know if it's as much Drake May, just the player himself, what the outsiders are viewing. Is it the lack of great skill position players, which we even acknowledge? It's better than it was last year, but it's not as good as a lot of other teams around the league. The offensive line improved, but we also still TBD on how good that's going to be. And there's also injury concerns. And I think, you know, getting into some of the over-under numbers for Drake May's season, you're like, all right, well, this is a guy that wasn't asked to start all season, and then when he did take over, had to leave a couple of games due to injury. So that's not great. So like one of the things, like, well, he's a mobile quarterback and he can run, but that also puts himself in more spots to get hurt. So maybe all of that working together, they say. Plus, it is a team that won four games back-to-back. Now, I know it's another coach and it's another, you know, they did try to improve the roster. But I could see where you look around the league. I am surprised, though, that the Patriots themselves are as low as 12th, considering they have the easiest AFC schedule. I thought that would help them a little bit more.
Right. They have the third easiest in football, but the easiest in the AFC.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it still comes down to, you know, how much better will Drake May be? Because quarterbacks, you know, they're the only position on the field that, like, the wins and losses is attributed to them. I know not everybody subscribes to that, but it is. Like, you go to, like, Pro Football Reference and you pull up Jamar Chase. It doesn't have his win-loss record next to it, but if you go and you pull up Joe Burrow, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Drake May, if he's able to hit the over on wins, even more so than the over on yards or touchdowns, that is going to be a big push in the right direction, where maybe next year at this time, we're talking about him being like a clear-cut top 12 quarterback or whatever else it is.
Well, and so sticking with the CBS 25 under 25 list and the cutoff to be under 25, which somehow Bo Nix does make it.
Way to go, Bo Nix. Barely.
He was like an honorable mention on the list. He didn't actually make the list.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He is there for the cutoff. You have to be under 25 when the season begins on September 4th. So Drake May will be 23 by then. He's 22 right now. He turns 23 on August 30th. So just to give you an idea of the list before we really get into it and some of the expectations for May. Christian Gonzalez is on there. You pointed this out earlier.
Yeah,
he's 19th at age 22. The number one player on the list, Jamar Chase. The number one quarterback on the list, Jaden Daniels. You also have Sewell, Surtain, and St. Brown to round out the top five.
It's a pretty good list.
There were three quarterbacks that made the top 25. I mentioned Jaden Daniels at 2. Brock Purdy checks in at 14, which I know you dislike.
Yeah, I don't love that.
C.J. Stroud at 15, which I would definitely take Stroud over Drake May. Purdy's more of a gray area. I think sitting here today, I would take Brock Purdy over Drake May because I have no idea what Drake May is going to be.
But I kind of know what Purdy is, so I would take Drake May.
Right, but
in like the same argument.
But you don't.
I don't think Purdy's that good.
Well, but you don't know what May is. So May could be Josh Allen. He could also be. I don't know, who's a toolsy quarterback who never worked out and never did anything.
But I think Brock Purdy needs the perfect situation around him, and even with that, what are you going to get? You know, I know last year they had a lot of injuries or whatever, but they missed the playoffs. And I don't know. I mean, I know you can, you know, be the last pick in the draft and still have a good career or whatever, but like Drake May, just like physically, I would take my chances with him over Purdy.
I do feel worse now that Purdy has his contract.
If Brock
too.
Purdy,
like Purdy's no longer cheap. Now,
that
he has his contract, I do admittedly feel worse about that.
If Brock Purdy, this is a hypothetical, but if Brock Purdy were on the Patriots, what do you think their over-under would be? Like for wins? Would it be the exact same?
Good question.
Higher,
I mean,
or lower?
My guess is they'd be higher, but I guess I don't know that. I mean, Purdy is propped up by what's around him and the system with Shanahan.
He would look in there and be like, who's in the huddle?
I do agree with all that. But look, when his weapons got dinged up last year, they weren't the same team. He wasn't the same quarterback. I still think there's a much longer track record in like deep postseason runs. And yeah, I would today answer the question, Brock Purdy. But by this time next year, I would hope Drake May is clearly the better quarterback out of those two.
We did a Tier Tuesday back on June 10th for quarterbacks, and it's a tier, not a ranking. I know you like to do power rankings within the tiers.
I do.
But we did have those guys in the same tier.
Yeah.
I know it's, you know, not just your tiers, but Purdy and May. It was a very...
it was a big tier.
A giant middle tier. Frisky. The frisky tier.
Those were the frisky quarterbacks?
But it was the one in the middle of the pack. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, and I remember saying at the time, or you said this at the time, you know, that was a big range for Drake May. It was basically like number 11 to number 20 in the league, or number 10 to number 20 in the league.
I think it's 10 to 20. So, that, like, that's a big gap.
But that's, we're pretty bullish on May if we think he could get up to 10 by the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are a bunch of other names considered for this list that did not make the top 25. The only other quarterback was Bo Nix, who somehow will still make the cutoff by the start of the year.
Yeah.
So that means for young quarterbacks, Drake May is the fifth best one, according to this list, at best.
Yeah, because a lot of those guys like just have aged out, right? Because there was a run, like Lamar Jackson is not that old. Like he's probably just barely over, despite the time in the league.
The only quarterback who aged off the list from a year ago is Jordan Love, who I don't even like Jordan Love that much. But Jordan Love was the only quarterback who aged off last year's list. So maybe even Lamar was 2 years ago.
But yes,
Lamar's 28.
Oh, he's 28?
A few years ago, yeah.
So Herbert's like 27. So like there are good quarterbacks still in their 20s. But yeah, just for this cutoff. But I mean, you had three guys picked in the top three a year ago. Like Caleb Williams should be knocking on the door of this list. And if he's not, that's going to be a bad sign. I mean, any highly drafted player automatically should be considered in this list. And if they're not, maybe you missed on that pick, so let alone, I mean, certainly quarterbacks.
Here you go. Like Drake May, if I had to bet on it, is better than this guy. But here's a comp from Dice. Zach Wilson.
Ugh.
No, but I'm saying, but Zach Wilson, I feel like going into year two, a lot of Jets fans probably were like, oh, I saw some flashes as a rookie. And
did you, though?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to.
I mean, he was another guy that was so bad against the Patriots.
I bet May's stats were quite a bit better than Wilson's. And so if you want to say he's proven more than that, but
I think Zach Wilson had like similar stats or wins to Aaron Rodgers. No, his first year, he had 13 starts, 9 touchdowns, 11 picks.
Yeah, so that's way worse.
It's way worse.
Okay, so never mind. Dice, bad comp. but like a toolsy quarterback who showed some flashes year one, but
yeah,
you didn't
like
know
a high
what he
pick,
was.
Like, you're going to get the benefit of the doubt.
I might be the biggest Drake May believer there was. I would have taken him over Caleb Williams in the last draft. I still believe in him, but to say I believe in him versus I know what he is are two different things. You don't know what he is. You don't. And so I like the upside, but I just gave you that CBS list. Let me read you these again. Terp highlighted these before the show. We read them for you earlier today. The over-unders for Drake May are shockingly low at DraftKings.
Real low.
Now, maybe, as we said, it's just a hedge against him being injured.
Or is it a sucker's bet?
Could be a sucker's
bet. Or is it a buying opportunity?
Could be a buying opportunity. Yeah. So his yards are the over-under for his yards. And there's slight juice on the over, minus 115. 3250. So not even that far over 3,000 yards. Touchdowns, 19.5. Juice is a little on the over, minus 120 for 20 touchdowns. He is slated for a good amount of rushing yards, 425.5, which is at minus 110. So, I mean, those are very, very, very pedestrian numbers. To put it one way, you were comparing it to Tannehill's numbers in the Vrabel offense. To put it another, I mean, they're way, way, way shy of Mac Jones's rookie year with Josh McDaniels. Mac Jones, off the top of my head, it was 3,800 yards, yeah. 23 touchdowns. So
yeah, that'd be really, really. If you take the 3 years that Tannehill was the primary starter under Mike Vrabel, he threw for over 20 touchdowns every year. And if you take the 1 year that Mac Jones was with Josh McDaniels, he threw for over 20 touchdowns. So if he plays 15 games, let alone 17 games,
he should smoke those.
He
numbers.
Should hit the over on both. And you don't even have to be
so why,
this pass first juggernaut.
Why are the props that low? Because DraftKings doesn't. They're not specializing in, and none of these betting apps are specializing in like losing money. So like, why are these props also low?
I think maybe it is injury, and it's also the receiver group is really bad. I think, and maybe they view it as they're going to try to run the ball more and win some like low scoring games. I mean, Mike Vrabel even came out and was saying they're not going to just chuck it all over the place, which I didn't really expect them to anyway. And so
but again, maybe, so I think you made a good point to illustrate that even if they're not going to chuck it all over the place, they
you
didn't,
should still hit those numbers.
They
no,
didn't
I don't
in
know.
Tennessee. Tannehill was the quarterback. They had Derrick Henry.
Well, I might be wrong, but I'm going to bet on the over for both. So I guess I don't. To answer your question, I don't really know why it's so low. I look at those. I'm like, oh man, like as long as this guy doesn't get like a concussion or blow out his ACL, he's going to hit the over on both.
Yeah.
That's what I would think.
Now, in fairness, we probably thought that about Mac going into year two as well. And
yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know what his numbers were.
And I don't know what his over-unders were, but I didn't expect him to backtrack like he did. I didn't expect that. And I wasn't even a Mac believer. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, but that was also Josh McDaniels is gone.
True.
And we're going to bring in Bebop and Rocksteady, and they're going to take over.
Yep.
A little bit of a red flag.
It was.
I don't
great.
Remember what the numbers were. I know that I certainly didn't bet on any of those then.
To your point about the group around him.
Yeah, it's not great.
Bill Barnwell, we did this a week or two ago. Phil Perry ranked all the weapons in the league. Bill Barnwell happened to do it today over at ESPN. He has the Patriots 30th, ahead of only Tennessee 32 and Carolina at 31. He has the Patriots hot on the trail of Cleveland.
Look out, Cleveland. Cleveland got Jerry Jeudy.
I was going to say, I actually don't hate Cleveland's weapons all that much.
They have like a Pro Bowl receiver.
Jerry Jeudy, Njoku I like.
Yeah.
I don't actually hate the weapons in Cleveland. And then Buffalo is at 28. Those are your bottom five. Barnwell writes, do you believe in Steph Diggs? ESPN's receiver score does. He gets into their tracking metric for him from a year ago. He said before his ACL injury at midseason, Diggs was tracking for third among all wideouts on the ESPN receiver score, whatever the hell that is. Okay. It says at 31, it does seem risky to project that Diggs will immediately return to that form, let alone his peak years with Josh Allen in Buffalo. But even a limited version of him would comfortably be the best wideout on the New England roster. He goes through the rest of the room, mentions Mac Hollins, Pop Douglas, Kyle Williams, points out that Jalen Polk had one of the worst rookie seasons in recent memory. He gets to the backs with Ramondre Stevenson and with Travion Henderson, but again, the net rank there is 30th. So you're right. Maybe that's a factor, Keith. Maybe it's a hedge against health where he left one game early and then left another game and returned against the Chargers, never mind the game against Buffalo where he played just a series in that. So maybe some combination thereof, or maybe it's just simple. We're in New England, too close to it, and we're all overrating Drake May, and everybody else is telling us not to.
Yeah, it's just funny because those numbers, more than half the quarterbacks in the NFL last year hit the over on both the touchdowns and the yards in that. And it's almost pretty much across the board the guys that played every game did. You know, like those aren't, we talked about it, it was 191 yards per game would get you to that number.
Which is low.
It is low. And, you know, I don't expect a ton of 300-yard passing games from Drake May. But even if he has like one of those games, that gives you a lot of wiggle room for a couple of stinkers. And then you still hit the over. And in a 17-game season to throw 20 touchdown passes? What? Like, that's not anything crazy. Now,
how many yards a game do you think Drake May averaged last year without looking? He would have to average 191 to get to those numbers.
Was it 191?
175.
Okay. A little bit lower. But like, was surrounded by garbage and had a bad play caller.
Slightly upgraded garbage this year. Upgraded play caller, upgraded head coach.
Yeah.
Upgraded defense on the other side, easier schedule.
I don't know. I don't know how else they're coming up with these numbers because I can't imagine. I mean, maybe there's some of the smart bettors out there that are just like, I'm not taking either one. But I can't imagine people looking at this and be like, oh, yeah, I think Drake May is going to finish with 17 touchdown passes. I'm going to take the under. Like, I don't know.
You can discuss 617-779-7937. That's also the phone number for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. Good stuff from Will Fleming on their show yesterday.
Absolutely.
Revealing that Rafael Devers, not just ghosting Alex Cora, not just ghosting David Ortiz, but also ghosting the great Will Clark
in
San Francisco.
It's a good list of guys.
So stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We also have the clip du jour, and it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab Bag. Grab Bag. Grab Bag. Grab Bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Red Sox back in action tonight. Jones trying to get another win, taking on the now 21-70 Colorado Rockies. 7:10 first pitch, 6:10 pregame right here on WEEI. Brian Bayo on the hump against Kyle Freeland, who enters the night 1-9 with a 5.49 ERA. Could be considered their ace.
Okay, he does have a win.
He does have a win and an ERA under 6.
Yeah,
so I think he might be their best guy.
It's kind of the best
awesome
of what they got
a couple years ago, and he's been terrible ever since.
Yeah, okay. He stinks. Now he's another lefty.
Yep.
They get a steady dose of left-handers, it seems like.
They really, really are. By the way, I was looking up the Rockies' run differential. Now they're down to minus 235.
Okay. Chipping away.
But I did happen to notice they are a better road team, Keith. I don't know if that scares
road
you at all.
Road Warriors, some have called them.
They're 11-34 on the road versus 10-36 at home. So they are slightly better away.
Pretty consistent, though.
Yeah.
Pretty similar. Red Sox, 6 games over at home. It's not bad.
Don't want to deal with them at Fenway.
Nope. And they could get the series win with a victory tonight. They are minus 270 on the money line.
How about that run line?
I didn't see it. It's probably also minus money.
It's got to be minus.
It's got to be pretty significantly
minus. I'll get
minus
it for you. But add it all up. Red Sox tonight?
Taking the Sox tonight.
I would go Sox tonight.
Minus 142 on the run line.
Nice.
All right. I'll get in on that.
Lay that.
And then sprinkle in like a over. Who do you got?
Like a Romy knock?
Oh, see, you love going Romy and Ref Snyder versus these lefties, right?
Romy and Ref.
Total bases?
TDs?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like a run hit RBI bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
They're high, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once there was this grab bag.
Paulo Banchero and the Orlando Magic have come to terms on the rookie max deal to keep Banchero in Orlando. Where do you put the Magic next year in the Eastern Conference?
Like top 4 seed?
Maybe.
Okay. They were last year even 500, but remember, they did a lot of that with Banchero hurt and with Wagner hurt. They didn't have Desmond Bane.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a
grab bag.
But let's not pretend Desmond Bane.
Bane.
Impact's winning all that much. I mean, Memphis stunk last year.
Bane was a good player. Bane was in the top basketball performer of the day.
You know what? They were a lot better than I thought. They were 48-34 last year. They didn't stink. So I take that back. Maybe Impact's winning more than I think. To answer your question.
But it's a wide open East. I
don't think they're a top 4.
Okay, because the trendy picks are going to be Detroit and Orlando.
I'd feel better about Detroit than Orlando.
Yeah, I feel like they'll probably be a top 4 seed. But it's, you know, Halliburton's already been ruled out for the entire season. Tatum, we don't think he's coming back for the whole season. I don't know what the Knicks are doing. Just running it back right now? Minus the head coach?
They got
Mike Brown.
I think that's pretty much what they're doing.
So, Milwaukee, are they better or the same?
So, we talked about
this. So, we disagree,
day.
I think.
I would take Milwaukee over Boston today.
Would you take Milwaukee over Orlando and Detroit?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'd definitely take him over Orlando. I think I would
sleeping
also take him over
on Banchero.
Maybe.
He'll be all NBA next year. That's another bold prediction.
Oh.
Save that in a little file somewhere.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure Nick will get right on that. Yeah.
Save that in my take file, Nick, back there that you have on the desktop.
Yeah.
All right, Rich. Here we go.
There you go.
Background music.
Yeah.
Gonna give it away.
It does. Here it comes.
Abracadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
It's good. The NHL new CBA has been signed through the 2030 season.
Oh, nice.
And good news to all the hockey fans out there, starting in the 26-27 season, 84 games.
Nice.
Yeah, I know a lot of us are always like, God, not enough hockey games. Only 82? How do you determine who the best teams are?
Well, it's a bet. It makes the
two
Tanner,
more.
Makes the Tanner and Jen O deal look a little better, right? You're paying him
definitely
3.4 million over 84 games, not 82 now.
What a steal.
Don't tell me the Jacobses aren't tracking that.
No, I'm super excited about that. Good. Yes, that should be good.
You climbed mountains and built skyscrapers. You made TV shows and put out newspapers. You were wicked good at doing stocks. You liked it when Emilio would change your socks. We never hung out, and that makes me grab all the good times we could have bagged. But when I die, Uncle Grab Bag, you'd better say cheers, because when me and you are hanging at the pearly gates, I'll bring the beers.
It's beautiful.
Manny Machado is now in the 2,000 hit club. You excited about that?
Oh.
2,000 knocks?
How many guys are in the 2,000 hit club? A lot.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
Sidney Sweeney.
297, by the way, is the answer.
297?
Yeah, he's just snuck in the top 300 there.
I mean, I'm a small hall guy, yeah. But I'd put all those guys in. Hey, you got 2,000 knocks? Come on, the Cooperstown.
Come on in. Wave them in.
Get in there. Sidney Sweeney, you're aware
of
Sidney
Sweeney. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's kind of going to calm down in a second. She was doing an interview. Apparently, she would love to play Barbie's sister in any potential Barbie sequel.
Oh, she just kind of pitched
an
idea.
Kind of offered that out. Again.
Okay, nice.
I don't. Who says no to that?
I'm casting.
Not Barbie.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe that could work.
Margot Robbie.
Did
back
you watch
in?
The first one?
Yeah, I liked it.
It was good.
Yeah, good film.
It's good.
Yeah.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see. Your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
Billy's been mentioning it in the update every hour. But tomorrow night, Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
Lionel Messi back. Taking on the New England Revolution.
Nice.
I think we're going to go.
I was going to say, we were there last time. We were there for the debut. Brag.
I'm going to, so we could say every time Messi goes to Gillette Stadium, I go to Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anytime he's there.
I love football.
We're there.
So we'll be there. So tomorrow night, Revs and Miami. So get excited.
All right.
I'm a genie in a bag. Baby, come on and let me out.
Sox won last night, so you know what that means, Jones.
What?
Hogdale call of the day.
Nice.
It's been a minute, but here's Hog.
On wet field, Saint-On Rafaela, he bangs it off the National Car Rental sign. 8-3, he extends this lead. Oh my goodness, it's 12th of the season. Saint-On Rafaela, just when you think, wow, it's a quiet game from Seti, he goes and unloads on one. Let's go. Love that from Saint-On. Absolutely.
Are you worried that maybe Hog has sold out just because he drops a...
He bangs it off the National Car Rental sign.
Oh, you think
he's in with the car rental places?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Watch out, profanity.
Yeah, yeah, easy, Hog.
He does need to do that.
But, yeah, he was excited for the SETI home run, the Say Dong Rafaela.
Well, it's funny because I was late in the game. I was like, yeah, this is a quiet night for SETI. And then, boom, next thing you know.
No, you don't sleep on SETI.
Bangs it right off the National Guard. Well, which, by the way, if they're advertising.
Sure. Give us a buzz.
Sponsorships are available on Jones and Keefe. That's true.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. All right, Hog. We'll go with that.
Not inaccurate.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe. Grab bag on Jones and Keefe. Grab bag. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Do, 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 do. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
All right, Jones. Are the Red Sox 500?
No. No, definitely not. No,
they're clear.
2 days ago.
No.
Yeah.
Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun.
Do you want a daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, sorry.
Too
You're
going
to get one. Yeah. 1-for-4 last night as the San Francisco Giants played the Phillies. He is now hitting .240 for the Giants in 20 games played. He has struck out 28 times and has a .735 OPS.
Stuck on two dingers.
Two dongs, 9 ribeye steaks.
Giants are 9-11.
They're 9-11.
In 20 games, they were 10 games over when they acquired.
Yeah, they're losing. They're losing games. Yes. Is what we're saying.
You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the
grab bag
of his life.
All right, let's find out who the top Major League Baseball performer was from last night.
Oh,
we had about half the league was playing. Well, a little bit over half the league was playing last night. So was it Colt Keith, 3-for-4 with a dong, 2 runs scored? Was it Josh Naylor, 1-for-2, home run, 2 RBI?
Potential Red Sox trade target.
2 runs scored and a swipe.
Nice.
Was it Roman Anthony, 3-for-5, homer, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored, almost made Wally kill himself in celebration.
Enjoy.
Was it Noah Cameron, 7 innings pitched, 2 earned runs allowed, 7 Ks? Huh. Or was it Jansen Junk?
Yeah.
6 innings, no runs allowed, 3 Ks. And his name is Jansen Junk.
Jansen Junk? 3 Ks?
3 Ks. 6 scoreless, though.
They beat the Reds. Yeah, give me Jansen Junk.
Was it Zach Gallen? 6 scoreless, 9 Ks.
No?
Nah, Junk. Bobby Witt Jr.? Homer?
Jansen Junk, good nut. 3-1, 312 ERA.
Oh, Jansen Junk, good player.
Don't sleep on him.
Yeah, the people like Jansen Junk quite a bit.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're going with a former Colorado Rocky.
Okay.
Who also played for the Brewers, Snakes, Royals, Cubs.
Brewers, Snakes, Royals, Cubs. Got
5 it. Teams in 15 big league seasons, starting pitcher.
Okay.
Lefty.
Okay.
He'd also hit from the left side.
Good.
You know, back in the National League rules.
Sure.
So lefty arm, lefty bat. 5 teams was, let's see, mostly a starter. It looks like late in his career he did pitch out of the pen, but about, mostly a starter.
How about Ubaldo Jimenez?
He's not. Damn. Good guess. Probably a teammate.
Is he a lefty?
He's a righty.
He was a righty.
Oh, whatever.
But he was a teammate of his.
Okay.
All-star?
Never an all-star. However, the Colorado Rockies all-time wins leader.
What?
Most wins in Rockies history.
You got yours for me?
Yeah, he broke into the majors in 2004, although not with Colorado, and then ended after the 2018 season.
Oh.
So he's a more recent fare.
Oh.
And it is not.
Well.
The Twitch has
it. Is it Jeff Francis?
It's not.
Damn. Is he a lefty?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not Denny Nagel. Don't even think about Denny Nagel.
I know it's not Mike Hampton.
Don't
know. I hear the Mets in there.
He'd suck a home run for you.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So he did some closing. Not a Rolaids relief man.
Never was a Rolaids relief guy. Never. It has one career save. Has 104 career wins. 86 with the Rockies, which is the team record. 86 wins.
German Marquez?
Herman Marquez. It's not him.
Okay.
Not him at all.
I'm out on.
Really?
Rockies pitchers.
Well,
Bill?
I literally had Jeff Francis on the tongue and you
said
it.
I was trying to come up with that.
Text line now also has it. The Twitch had it a while ago. Twitch is all over it.
I'm looking. It's Jorge De La Rosa.
He got it.
I knew that was going to bother me.
I do recall that.
George of the Rose. Is how his name.
I would obviously wouldn't have got that. I wouldn't need a lot of time.
According to Baseball Reference,
uh-huh.
George. Yeah, Jorge De La Rosa or
George of the Rose.
George of the Rose.
What was Ruby De La Rosa? Ruby of the Rose?
Yeah.
Rose of the Rose.
Famously, yeah. Ruby of the Rose. Yeah, he was a longtime pitcher in the majors. You want to take a stab at how much money De La Rosa made in his career?
I was unaware that he was the Rockies' all-time leader in wins.
Yeah, you got to pay extra for that.
So,
$1.2 trillion.
$30 million.
Good guess.
How $30 million.
$80 million.
Wow.
Jorge De La Rosa made $80 million.
Talk about sleeping on a player.
Yeah. The legend.
$80 million smackers.
Yeah. And he had to pitch at Coors Field for most of his career. That's tough. That's tough sledding.
Somebody guessed Sloppy Johnson. It was,
not
Sloppy Thurston.
Sloppy Thurston.
First of all.
Was a player.
But White Sox.
Not him.
No.
Watch your profanity.
Okay. So that is our random ball player every day here in the grab bag on Jones and Keith. Jorge De La Rosa.
See.
George of the Rose.
George of the Rose.
Famously known.
Yeah.
All-time Rocky great. Maybe the greatest.
Only 44 years old. He probably got a few innings left in him.
Yeah, he brought a few bullets left in that arm. Okay, 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons, and we have the clip du jour on the way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Time for a little MVP baseball. Let's get it going. Actually, Jones, it's time for our clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today we were talking about the Red Sox win from last night, including Roman Anthony's home run, which got everybody excited, namely one Wally the Green Monster.
Wow.
What the hell is Wally doing?
I was really...
That was kind of reckless.
I was very reckless. I was worried for Wally
up
there.
Was that live footage? I mean, the parent in me was like, Wally, Wallace, back up.
Look, it's
he his, was too close look, to the edge. Keith, there was no railing.
Keith, it's his life.
Was he sitting? Was that the front row wall? Or was
so
he like,
this is why I couldn't tell.
Rows, I think,
this is why I couldn't tell. He might have been on the second angles. Row. Maybe he wasn't angle, dangling off as much as I thought.
The angle definitely looked like his legs were hanging over the monster. But
no,
I think
look,
was a
the angle in a photo is everything. And so I'll tell you,
I've got it just right. I figured it. I found the hack.
So maybe he wasn't right in the front row, but I was
angle,
watching
room temperature.
Somebody else's.
Look,
can you make a 40-foot fall in that suit with all that padding?
Wow, that's a good question.
Suit.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
He's not wearing a helmet.
And somebody tweeted at me last night. They're like, he's really gone off the rails ever since they took off his head and staked out his brains.
They scalped him and then wore his head every time they hit a home run.
I like that.
I like the Wally head, although I wonder if those guys are going to want to change it because it's hot out there.
Yeah.
And you want to put a big sweaty head on every time you're like hit a home run? It's 100 degrees.
You want to be the first one.
Yeah. But it's sopping wet. What is this?
It's the old Bonnie Blue philosophy. You want the first one with the Wally head on there.
Would somebody, the good, would you rather is with the 100 men versus one gorilla, would you rather be the first guy against the gorilla or the last guy with Bonnie Blue? I think the gorilla.
Definitely.
I think I'm going to go. Just end it quick. Just kill me.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That took a lot of twists and turns, but yeah, we were talking about
it's quite a walk.
What we really need is another camera angle on Wally. I can't imagine he's really just sitting up there like that. I'd be terrified. I realize I'm not great with heights.
Is that the first time he's done that? Or did he just do that for Monster Night, or is that like, is he doing that every game this
year? It was
year?
Monster Night. We'll have to ask Luke. Next time we talk to Merlone, we'll have to be like, what was going on with Wally up there?
Yeah.
Is he putting his life on the line for a home run? In July?
Look, again, it's his life. He's all he's leaving behind is Tessie.
I mean, Game 7 of the World Series, go ahead and stand on the monster
sure.
for all I care. But, yeah, that was a little nerve-wracking for anybody afraid of heights.
We're all excited about the four-game win streak.
Yes,
but, like, I'd chill out a little
good
bit there.
Lord.
There, Wally. So, the team, they've turned it around, though, Keith.
Team is. Rockies are here at a good time, just like the Nationals were and the Reds. But you gotta finally clean up on those teams. They are.
And we were talking about this earlier today, just the idea that, well, the team has taken off in the aftermath of Rafael Devers. I mean, Anthony is a massive, massive reason why. And I think there's upside there. Like, not just what you're seeing is what you're getting. There's upside for more than what you've seen. Never mind from Meyer, never mind with Bregman, his return looming around the corner. Despite saying all that, that doesn't mean they should just sit tight at the trade deadline, which is still a big fear of mine. Like, they just kind of sit it out. They sell us on the return of all increased production out of some of those younger players. They sell us on the return of Bregman, to a lesser degree Yoshida, and names like this. And they wind up sitting on their hands at the deadline. No one should be happy with that.
No, they can't. Like, they have a good minor league system still, even with like a couple of their studs up at the big league level. And they saved all that money on Devers. So you can't just sit here and be like, oh, well, things are going well. It's like, no, even for the teams that are playing better than you, they're going to add guys. So you can't even just sit back and be like, well, we're trending in the right direction. Everybody else, I assume, is going to add players of consequence. I mean, right now, besides Crochet, you have Bayo, Giolito, Fitz, and Buehler. Giolito and Bayo, I feel good about. Like, I feel like right now, Giolito,
I feel fine.
Yeah, you're right. It's hard to feel like great about Giolito, but he's on a good run. And then same with Bayo. But you can't improve Buehler, Fitz. I'm pretty sure you can.
Definitely can.
I think you can. Let alone another bullpen arm or a righty stick. And, like, there are plenty of things to address.
And look, I want them to spend that Devers money eventually. I'm not expecting them to spend it in season, and I'm not going to hold them to it. Because I don't believe they're going to do it.
but they should be at least trading prospects for rental pieces. And if you're not going to take on a pitcher with term and Devers like money, fine. So be it. Can you upgrade your rotation? You should be able to do that. Good text here. I know you're looking at it, Keith.
Great one.
About Wally.
Yeah.
Quote, if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. No shirt.
No fear shirt.
I'm sorry. No fear shirt. 95.
I probably had that one.
Wally is embracing it.
I had a couple no fears.
I had a bunch of no fears. I'm not sure I had that.
I had a Big Johnson shirt. I don't think that was allowed in school.
Sick brag, bro.
You have any co-ed nakeds?
You know what? I don't know if I did. I think I had Big Johnson. Shirts. Shirt. Let's make that clear. Shirts.
What were the ones with like the...
Co-ed naked was like the ones about
like St. Bernards and stuff. Which one was that?
I don't remember any St. Bernards.
St. Bernards was like playing poker on the shirt.
Big dog.
Big dog.
Big dog. Yeah, you're definitely thinking of Big Dog.
Yeah, Big Dog.
You're thinking of Beethoven, the film Beethoven.
I was thinking of Big Dog, clearly.
Some of those shirts were a little risque.
Yeah.
Innuendo.
Teachers make you turn them inside out.
Yeah, they're like, you can't wear that
you can't
here.
You can't be wearing that co-ed naked shirt.
You can't get everybody hot and bothered, dear. Take that shirt off.
All right. You can dial up WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. Ya got ball. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. Stay tuned for it, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock on a Would You Rather Wednesday. Should be some good stuff there, Keith, on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.